We are so lucky. And we were talking about this. Actually, I was talking about it this morning as we were previewing tonight's show. Mm-hmm. How lucky we are to have the musicians that we have in this room.
We are so
throughout
lucky.
Throughout the course of time. And we have one of our favorites here, actually going to be two of our favorites, but
as soon as we get to know him,
Michael Monroe is such a treat to have in here, and the many times that he comes and graces our studio, and he's just such a talent.
Yep.
And he's been bringing, you know, his buddy Michael Johnson occasionally, and he's hung up on Michaels.
I was just going to say, is he only play with Michaels? This is a little odd.
Yeah, it is a little odd because now he's brought in another one of his buddies and such an amazing talent, and that's Michael Galazian. How'd I do with that?
Excellent.
Oh, good. And it's such a treat for us, and I know it's going to be a treat for everybody out there. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, Michael. And we don't know, you mentioned your birthplace, but we are still not sure where you traveled from.
Well, I grew up in Arizona and Colorado, and I drove out from Arizona. And it's like 105 degrees back in Tucson. And
you mean you just drove out for now?
Well, I did it in little bits,
right,
and pieces.
Wow.
But definitely headed north and east from Tucson. And this is about as far north and east as you can get in Minnesota.
How do you feel about the 40s?
How do I feel about watching wolves scampering in front of Michael Monroe's cabin out in the woods, like 20 feet away? How do I feel about eagles soaring overhead, and how do I feel about forests ready to explode in green blossoms, and how do I feel about being in a town with a beautiful food co-op and a kick-ass radio station? And
I think he likes it here, Anne.
You think?
I'm getting that impression.
We gotta save that little clip, that's for sure.
Now, how did you guys get together, Michael Monroe?
Well, I heard Michael on the radio years ago. It must have been like 10 years ago that I heard a piece, and immediately I was drawn to the gorgeous chords and the playing style and had to track it down. And you know, when you're driving and listening to something, it's a challenge to now, who was it? Are they going to announce the guy's name or not? Mm-hmm. You know, and so I tracked it down and got one of his albums, and then a mutual friend of ours contacted us recently and said that he was going to be in the neighborhood, and so wondered if he could come and join us for the Log Cabin concerts. And this is something new that we've been doing, having guest artists, because you know, usually it's all about me, but
as it should be, you know.
As it should be.
Yeah,
but I've started to share my home and my stage, if you can call it that, in our beautiful log home. And so we had Claudia Schmidt a few weeks ago, and that was a huge success, and Michael Johnson for the last 4 years over New Year's. And now it's such a treat to, I mean, we have been listening to Michael playing in the living room for the last 14 hours or so.
Hours?
Yeah, something like that. And I'm just drinking it up. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So you didn't know each other until now.
Yesterday.
Well, I'd known of Michael because we play at the same venue down in the Twin Cities quite often, but never the same night. Our paths never actually crossed. Mm-hmm. But I've been aware of you for, you know, years. And I think it's like that with musicians, you know, sometimes we'll know of someone, but never really have the chance to actually meet. And so finally, I got to meet Michael just yesterday for the first time. And, you know, it's, you know, just such a joy and a blessing and an honor to be here. And
I'm
just looking forward to playing guitar.
We've been doing a little looking up about Michael Galazian. I tell you what, you have been compared to some pretty amazing guitar players. And I know, Anne, you, we've had Leo on here before, Kotke, and many other great guitar players. And of course, Michael Monroe is no slouch with his guitar. It's going to be really fun to listen to you guys playing together.
Yeah.
Have you got a song in mind right away, Michael? Have you got...
Yeah, actually, we don't play together yet. We're just kind of splitting the night tonight at the Log Cabin concert. So I'm excited to hear Michael right here in the studio now.
Should I play it?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be great.
A song? Should I move this microphone down
there
to the guitar?
There you go. That's going
to
work great.
What an excellent idea.
Yeah, if you'd like to introduce it in. Yeah, it's a little... It's a creaky one.
WD-40, please.
Yes, note to self, WD-40.
Yeah, Michael Galazian.
It sounded kind of like
the crying of seabirds.
It might work into your song. Who knows?
Or the singing of...
It already is in your song.
Elk's mating.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard that one. Thank you. It was Michael Galazian.
Beautiful.
That was one person and one guitar.
Yep. Okay.
I know it's hard to believe.
Buck, he's one of our favorites now.
Yes.
That was easy.
That's all it took?
Yep.
It's all.
You guys are easy.
Lovely.
You guys are very easy.
Really fun to watch, too.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Do you, as I was watching, is that your real nail on your right thumb?
They are. Yes, it is. It's kind of long, but I go to the nail salon and I get it coated with like an acrylic.
I was wondering
coating
that.
Because otherwise it's not that long. It's not something that people would be horrified if
But it's like a bionic guitar pick.
Well, yeah, it's like attached, and so they never know because I'm traveling always, and I go into some nail salon where they've never seen me, and it's
okay.
Like, why is this guy here? And you have to explain that you play guitar, and then it's all good. And then they're happy to have you, and I only get three of my nails coated, but the way I play, that song is not really as aggressive as some of the other ones that I do, and my nails would just, they disintegrate in 5 minutes the way I play sometimes. So I just get them coated to strengthen them up a little bit.
You know, Buck, I want to mention, since the time is approaching, that Michael and Michael are performing tonight at the Log Cabin concert, and there are still tickets. I talked with Deb a couple hours ago. And so if anyone's interested, the phone number is 387-2919 in case.
What was that, 387-2919?
Yeah.
And we have a fun reception where you can meet Michael, both Michaels, and talk and get to know the other people in the room. It's going to be fun people there tonight.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just noticed the time and thought if people want to get a move on, maybe they...
Yeah.
Sure. We would both love to have as many folks there as possible.
Yeah.
I had mentioned to Michael earlier that if we didn't say it, the phone would be ringing because Deb would be on it.
Yeah. She keeps us going.
Oh, right? She should.
Keeps us in line.
Business guru extraordinaire that she is.
Oh, man. I am so lucky.
You know, I was thinking about this when I was listening to it, and I was watching. Michael's eyes were closed, too, and mine wanted to really listen, to guitar like that. It's kind of one of those songs where you might see colors you could actually without drugs. Some people do. They see colors when you listen to music. Yeah. Close your eyes sometime and try it.
It
can work.
I see patterns or feel patterns. My body wants to move certain when you're playing. I was doing these figure eights in certain spots, and it just pulls you right in, man. It's wonderful music.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you call that? Is there a name for that style of
picking? Well, I just don't want to give it any name. It's just music to me. The song has a title. It's called Mile High Country.
Oh, thank you.
But, whatever. It's just me and a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Call it what you want.
Mm-hmm. Michael, have you been working on new things? Have you got new things on your mind to put out there?
Yes.
You always do, but I ask anyway.
Yes, and I'm thinking I need to focus more on a new album, and I've got a couple of songs now, but I need, 10 more.
Okay.
We're sitting around. It's inspiring to have Michael in the house because he like wrote a song last night, and I'm going, wow, he found a new tuning for his guitar, and he wrote a song. I just have to stick myself in the studio and lock the door and just do something, because that's what it happens is when you're noodling around.
I didn't actually write it. It just came to me.
It's a suggestion.
Kind of came through me. Mm-hmm. I didn't intend to write it. It just happened.
And those are the best. We were talking about that when it just kind of happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Angels' wings fluttering in the background when that happens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I never get that to happen.
No.
So, you guys are lucky.
But what I'm working on now is a DVD we got a grant to do all about me. So it's going to be live footage from many different venues that I've played, and then some interviews, which we haven't done yet, with David Seaton, who builds my guitars, and talking about the Log Cabin concerts and how much fun we've been having with that, too.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got something that you have in mind to play?
Sure.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And it's a song I got to do with Michael Johnson last New Year's. in a song I wrote for him and his daughter, that he long lost daughter that he found. And it's this beautiful story about him. No, he knew she was out there, but had no way of contacting her. And so they made reconnected, and she found him, and they started talking. And her name is Truly. And she asked him one of the first questions, did you ever think of me? And I think you were the one 3 years ago that said, you should write a song like that, Michael, to Michael Johnson. And he said, well, it's too close for me, so Michael Monroe should write it, and I'll arrange it. So last New Year's, we got to play the song together, and it was... So, did you ever think of me? I've tried to imagine who you are, where you are, what were you feeling the day that I was born? Somehow you slipped away, and I lost you before I knew your face. I lost my place. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming you. I know that there was nothing you could do when she chose to go. And I have a good life, full of laughter, full of love, and still I need to know, did you ever think of me over all these years? Did you ever want to see the me that I've become? I'm not asking you to change or rearrange your life, but do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you? Well, I was a young man, and I was not expecting you from a romance that never had a chance. And somehow you slipped away, and I lost you before I knew your face. I lost my place. And although you never knew the father who was singing in a new town most every night, always moving on, you found your own voice, strong and truly knowing who you are. You found your song. Voice on the phone, out of the blue, you're asking the question I'm asking you. Did you ever think of me over all these years? Did you ever want to see the me that I've become? I'm not asking you to change or rearrange your life, but do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you? Do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you?
It's beautiful,
yeah, it's
huh?
It's really, really pretty.
I've heard that, I think, 3 times now, and it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Michael Johnson has to be so happy to have a song like that.
Well, it was such a cool thing to have his story be the inspiration, and then for us to get to play it together a couple times. And it's been wonderful.
Has she heard it?
I don't know. I gave him a copy, and he was going to present the lyrics to her to see, you know, how she felt about it. So I'd love to get her response.
It was the brunt of much humor at the last concert at North House.
That was crazy.
Because they kind of picked on him for that little bit.
Everybody was saying, I just found out Michael Johnson's my father.
Yeah.
No.
All the other players.
Everybody on the stage was doing it.
No. That's not nice.
That was on the Thursday
he
night
can take
concert.
It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He took it well, I'm sure. So, yeah. Beautiful song.
Wow.
So your impressions of Northern Minnesota are pretty good right now, it sounds like.
Well, Michael? I've been coming up here. I mean, this is this far north on Highway 61 as I've ever been. I played in Lutzen a few summers ago, but you know, I've been coming to Minnesota for almost 30 years and playing in places like Bemidji and Duluth, and so I'm not a total stranger to this part of the country.
And you live in a beautiful part of the country, in Colorado. It's just
I'm not there yet, but I'm hopefully going to be there. And
yeah. Where is that valley?
It's kind of maybe about 30 or 40 miles. It begins, it's at the south side of the Grand Mesa, which is near Grand Junction, Colorado, in the western part of the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you got another, we'd like to hear you play again.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, what have you got in mind?
Well, that's kind of a dangerous question.
Okay, well, for the song.
Thank you.
that was wonderful.
That was fun, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I read one of the reviewers of your work, Michael, said that you tell stories with your music with no words, and that's just what that felt like.
Wow.
All the different parts. That's
Thank
really
you.
Cool.
Thank you.
I love how you can make so many different sounds with a guitar.
Oh, I haven't even taken the lid off.
But
this
I mean,
thing
like
yet.
the you know, the slapping it. I mean, all the different, you know, not just the traditional.
Yeah, the harmonics and the when you're going up higher on the neck and you get that little throaty sort of thing going on.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Well, the instrument can do a lot of things besides just strum.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I think he's played that before, Anne.
I think so. Yeah. Once or twice.
When did you start playing, Michael?
When I was a little kid, you mean?
I don't know when you did start, but
I was like 6 or 7.
Oh, wow. Wow.
A long time.
Yeah.
I always knew I wanted to do this.
Uh-huh. And it's worked out great.
Well,
you have the talent.
Well, I'm not a household. I'm not Justin Bieber or anything.
Well,
he
can't play like that. Yeah.
But yeah, it's something I love to do. I just tell it, you know, I do a lot of concerts at colleges and universities and just tell people that haven't already figured out who they are to, you know, just find the one thing in this world they love to do the most and mm-hmm. then do that and don't worry about the money. Because when you get really, really good at something you love to do, first of all, it's easy to get good at something you love to do because it's easy to do it. It's mm-hmm. not really work. And then you become really valuable no matter what it is. If you're, you know, you're a great hydraulic mechanic, you know, well, fine. You know, you're going to be in demand because you're great at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I think, what, you know, whether it's being a teacher or a parent or a guitar player or a bricklayer or a dentist or an engineer, whatever it is that you love, follow that. And everything kind of works out.
While we're on the topic, before I forget, where can people find your music?
Oh, I'm all over the web. I'm mm-hmm. on Amazon. I'm on iTunes. I've got a website, and we'll have CDs at the concert tonight.
Yes, I have CDs at the concert, and it's G-U-L-E-S-I-A-N. No?
G-U-L-E-Z.
Oh, Z, excuse me. See, I would have let everybody astray. Do that again, Anne.
G-U-L-E-Z-I-A-N.
There you go. For those folks
listening.
Who
can forget our first name?
That's easy.
Well, yeah. Michael's pretty easy. So.
Michelle, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, we have time for Michael Monroe to do another song if he's willing.
I could, but since Michael's our guest, I'd love for people to hear another. Are you into doing another one, Michael?
I could do another.
Because I get to play with you guys a lot, and I would love it if...
Okay, fine with us.
We were joking about him making him do all the work.
Right? Okay.
Tonight we're going to split it pretty much half and half at the Log Cabin concert, sure. where there are still a few seats available out there.
That's
if they were to call 387-2919 and talk to Deborah, they might even be able to get in and enjoy this.
387-2919.
And what an opportunity, too, you know, to see you guys in such an intimate place.
Yeah.
And, good spot to be tonight.
It sounds great in the Log Cabin. The wood,
and it's
the
less
wood
filling.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Galazian.
This song is called Little Maggie. This is like the song that has gotten, of all my songs, the most hits on YouTube. So I don't know if it's a YouTube hit, but Little Maggie. Here goes. Let's see if I can do this. I love doing that.